All right, so today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. It's almost 7 o'clock, and we are in the Chapel Hill History Lab in the Chapel Hill Public Library. And I will go ahead and let you introduce yourself, and you can sort of describe yourself in whatever way you want to.
My name is Michelle Chen. I grew up in Chapel Hill, and then I went to college at UNC, so I've been in Chapel Hill for a long time, and now I'm working in Raleigh, but I still live in Chapel Hill.
Awesome. And so obviously I've got the questions here to go through with you, but I do want to just ask before I jump into those, if you have any places that you want to start, this is kind of like a space that you can use to reflect on the last couple of years, to share stories. So if there's anything that you want to start with, then you're welcome to do that.
I think there was one question that really stood out to me that was kind of like, how did COVID affect the interpersonal relationships during the pandemic? And like, it really got me thinking a lot today, because I feel like the thing with COVID was that a lot of people had different ideas about how to handle the pandemic, and like, especially now when it's like people are mostly vaccinated, but not everyone's vaccinated, like kids aren't vaccinated, but the mask mandates are still lifting and travel is starting again. Anyways, I just like was thinking about how like I do things where I feel like people will look at it and be like, oh, that's like so selfish, like she shouldn't be doing that. And then I look at other people and I'm like, that's so selfish, you shouldn't be doing that. And I feel like that's really affected my interpersonal relationships a lot. I just kind of wanted to talk about it because I feel like it's hard to trust people, not like trust, but you feel like very awkward talking about what you do with your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just the one.
So
interesting.
So you're saying that COVID has kind of affected your ability to trust people, you think?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not like, I just feel like I can't share everything I do with everyone. Like, I don't feel comfortable telling people I traveled to somewhere, because I recognize that's a privilege, and it's also like, yeah, maybe it's not the best idea all the time, but like in my brain I'm like, oh well, I'm taking the precautions I can, and like there are other factors other than COVID that are influencing this. So like in this past year, I've like done, it's still like in the US quote unquote, but it's like to Alaska and Puerto Rico, which are not mainland US. But like at the same time, like I went on those trips with like my family, which I feel like it's very hard for us to do trips like that anymore, especially because I did start working and it's like very hard schedule wise. And then my brother is in college right now, so he's going to graduate soon. It's going to be even harder schedule wise to do stuff like that. And that was like also like, oh, well, we got vaccinated already and my parents are okay with it. And they're the ones that was scared of getting COVID. Like I was scared of them getting COVID. But if they want to travel, then it's like, maybe I'll just go with them while they're still paying for it. So yeah.
Are the interpersonal relationships that you feel like are being most affected, are they like close relationships or sort of just like acquaintances that you see around?
So I feel like I'm not as close with some people anymore, because like I said, like everyone has different expectations of like what people should be doing during the pandemic. I'll also say like my friends who've gotten COVID or something, right, maybe like when they leave quarantine a little earlier than I was expecting them to, I'm like, you shouldn't do that, because you can still get, you can still infect other people. But then they're like, I mean, the CDC says it's okay. And I'm like, oh, I guess the CDC does say it's okay, but I feel uncomfortable with it, but I'm not going to tell you I'm uncomfortable with it, because people are going to do what they're going to do. It's just a matter of whether they tell you or not. So yeah, I mean, like, I guess it kind of affects like all my relationships, but like if I'm really close to someone, they'll know I like what I'm doing and what I'm up to. I don't know if they like have those same thoughts where it's like, I want to tell her, but I also feel like it's just a difference of expectation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I hope that some of this will come up throughout the interview. Definitely, like, since it's something that's important to you, let's be thinking about the, like, you know, your relationships and how they've been impacted, because I think a lot of these questions are gonna in some way like bring that into it, right? One question that I kind of want to start with is, just because I feel like it helps to kind of get you in the mindset of, mm-hmm. of like your personal experience of COVID is if you can sort of describe the different stages of the COVID pandemic as you experience them, and that can be sort of in whatever way you want to define the stages, right?
Yeah. So I guess like the earliest on is like 2019 when the first like outbreak was happening in China. So I'm Chinese, and that means that like it does kind of affect the way I heard about the pandemic and how it like came into my life. I mean, at that time it was like, oh, it's a thing, but it's not really affecting me, and it's not a worldwide pandemic like to the stage it is now. But I did have a friend who was like, I remember she was trying to get masks to send to China, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. But then she was like taking it really seriously. I was like, okay, I'm like a little scared because she's taking it so seriously. And then we had a couple like Chinese New Year performances or like Lunar New Year performances that got canceled, especially the ones that had guests from China. Then it was like, okay, like these are things that are local that are getting canceled, but the guests were international, so I don't know if that's affecting me. Mm. And then like I was a student in 2020, so spring break got extended. You're like, okay, this is fun, but we're going to go back to school in 2 weeks. And then like it got close to that like end of the extension, and then people were like, no, we shouldn't go back because COVID is so bad. And then I was like, maybe it is bad. Mm. And my dad's like, you should just start wearing the mask everywhere you go. I'm like, okay, this is very weird, very different. And then like we moved like home from our apartment. I was like, okay, like this is like serious. And then like I guess 2020 was just like staying inside all the time. Like my family, I feel like a lot of the stuff I'm gonna say is like I definitely recognize I was in a place of privilege like saying this and like having this experience, because like just quick side note, my like both of my mom worked from home before COVID anyways. She does travel for work, but she still can do a lot of stuff from home. And then my dad can also do his work from home, so like their jobs weren't really impacted by that. Like obviously if you have to go to office, like, or you have to go to like a restaurant, or like you do like more manual labor, like that's not something, like that's a very different impact that COVID had, where no one could go outside. Anyways, back to 2020. My parents were like really scared of COVID, so they like ordered all our groceries. Like I didn't even go to a grocery store for like the first couple months. And then like gradually I started going to like my partner's house. So it was like two households kind of thing. Unfortunately, that's where I got COVID in the fall of 2020. My symptoms weren't that bad, but theirs were really bad. So it was kind of scary at the time because my partner's dad is like a little older. So, but he's fine. He made it. Another thing, privilege, like that's not everything. That's not what happened to everyone who got COVID. Like there were definitely a lot of losses, and that really affected like my friends who like lost their dad, like parents or stuff. But yeah. And then going into 2021, there was like kind of a lot of thinking, okay, will we be going back to normal now? But then we didn't really go back to normal, even though the vaccines came out, because like a lot of misinformation surrounding the vaccines. So I think like 2021 was just a little frustrating because it felt like everyone was waiting for the vaccines, and then the vaccines came and then it didn't do anything. Like we still. Okay. But yeah, so. If you're moving over, please stay. That's great. 2021 was just frustrating, yeah. But we still stay inside for the most part. I graduated in 2021, and then I felt like a lot of frustration because of my job search thing, but I also don't know if it would have been that much different if it wasn't a pandemic. I just felt like I wanted to blame the pandemic at the time. So I worked at a restaurant, which I kind of like was thinking about when I was answering the other question, would like think about the other questions as well. So that one, obviously you have to go into work every day. And there's like, it's interacting with like a lot of different people. And, like, I did feel a little bit uncomfortable with it at first because, like, again, I live with my parents who are older, and they're not like old, but they are older. And I think my mom's technically immunocompromised, but then they were okay with it. So I just like wore a mask like all the time at work. But yeah, I think that's like kind of interesting too, because like I could see people like still wanting to eat, but they were like, oh, do you have outdoor seating, and can I eat further away from other people? But I worked at like kind of small restaurant, so it wasn't like we could do much to distance people. I think they used to be half capacity, but then they were 100% by the time I started working there, and then after that it like became 2022. And like I said, like within this past year, I did go like traveling a couple times. Both of those like were like wearing my mask unless I'm outdoors, like only with my family or something. But it's also different because like some people would just like take their mask off as soon as they get off the plane or something. And then I started my new job, which I said was in Raleigh. It's also in person. And like they lifted the mask mandate in Wake County before they lifted it in Orange County, I think like a week or two before. And that was like very weird because it's like I still don't really feel comfortable. But I'm gonna be honest, it's like kind of awkward to like just to wear my mask at work actually, because like we have like Beer Thursday or something. And it's like, well, I actually do go to these events where I talk to my coworkers, and we're eating and like drinking, like we can't really have our mask off for that. Yeah, and I got COVID again, but this time, okay. But first time I got COVID, like I said, I wasn't even going to the grocery store. So I felt like very kind of frustrated with that one, because I was like, I did everything I could and I wasn't interacting with people. But then this time was like, it was my fault. And like, I was like, dang. But the way my parents like took it were very different from the first time. Because the first time I like was quarantined in my room, like for basically all of November 2020. I did not leave my room. I was the only one using the bathroom. And then this time they're like, quarantine for a week, and then just make sure you wear your mask outside of the house for the second week. I'm like, okay, I'll just do that and stay in my room when I can. But I still like went to work because my office was like, oh, like if you're feeling okay, you should just come to work. I'm like, okay, I'll go to work because I just started this job. But yeah, and then I think that's basically here. That was like a month or two ago. It was pretty recent.
Yeah. Were there any differences in the way that like your first COVID experience was different from your second COVID experience?
Yeah. So the symptoms were really different. I'll say that. I mean, like, luckily I wasn't serious. Not serious. It is serious. I did not have bad symptoms. Like, the first time, I think the first time was a little scary because I lost my sense of smell and I wasn't sure when it would come back, which it has. I don't remember how long it took. And then this time was not really that scary, honestly, because it was just a headache. And I didn't even cough that much. I kind of just started coughing after I got better. But that being said, again, I feel very lucky and very fortunate that I'm healthy.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, like it was kind of different the way my parents, like the way I quarantined after, and then like how much longer it took to go back to seeing other people. But yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the first time was pretty early on in the pandemic, right?
Yeah, that too. Like, I was vaccinated this time, so it was like a little less scary.
Mm.
But like I said, the first time was not, I didn't know I was sick, actually, the first time I got it. Because I just had, like, different symptoms on every single day, so I didn't know it was, like, I was sick. I just thought, like, because I had a headache, I was like, I've been spending too much time on Zoom.
Mm.
And then it was like, I felt like I had a sunburn. I was like, oh, it's so hot in the house. And then just like all these, like I thought it was congested, but then that was actually me losing my sense of smell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so interesting. So can you talk about what you did for fun during the pandemic?
Yeah. So I play a lot of games with my friends. That's actually one of the hobbies I picked up during the pandemic was playing games. I wish it was a more productive hobby, but it's still fun and I still do it. So not really regret. But yeah, I think early on I would do like Zoom calls with people and like we do things like code names or this also relates to one of the other questions. I just don't remember which one. I actually tried doing like HIIT, like the high intensity interval training, like the cardio, which I was thinking about it. I was like, I would have never done that beforehand because I would have to go to a gym and I would not get to the gym. Like, I just don't have the motivation to do that. But I think because they were like hosting the class online and like there's nothing else to do, I was like, oh yeah, I'll just go. And it was horrible, but it was fun. And then we did some yoga and like a lot of Among Us in like later 2020. Yeah. And then I also like spent a lot of time outside with my dog, just like chilling and make some like dalgona coffee or something.
Yeah. Has the way that you spend your days changed a lot? Like how did like a regular day in say May 2020 mm-hmm. look compared to a day in May 2022?
I really miss spending time outside and doing work. I feel like I right now because I go to the office, I just go to. It's kind of like feels like back to normal. And I didn't really have an office job beforehand, but I don't imagine it's much different. But I think other than that, it's not too different. I guess I still hang out with people now, like if for dinner or something, which I didn't do in May 2020. But when I'm like, when I go home, it's kind of the same because I just eat dinner with like my family and then we just do our own things. And I do the same thing when I get back from work. I like eat dinner with my family and then just go to my room or do something.
Yeah. Do you have you ever looked back at pictures or I don't know if you're a journaler, any sort of any memorabilia from earlier in the pandemic? What does it feel like to look back at things like that?
So actually, like I've been journaling consistently since 2015. But I really didn't feel like I had much to write in 2020 because there was nothing new. It was just kind of like, oh, I stayed home again today and I did work and I played with my dog. But I feel like I was kind of really sad at the beginning because I definitely consider myself an extrovert. And it was really hard not seeing people like constantly. Also, because, like, I feel like I low-key still have some insecurity about it, like, from middle school and high school. That's just never gone away. It's like, I feel like people don't want to reach out to me, and then people didn't reach out to me. I was like, it's true. but everyone's dealing with their own stuff. I'm not holding it against anyone. I kind of, like, think about that. But I also think about, like, how nice it was to, like, not respond to people. I really like that. It's like I didn't realize how tiring it was to just like always be in touch and always be doing this and like being going somewhere and doing stuff. And I like kind of got a little bit more comfortable with being alone. I still don't like it, but I can do it better now than I could before.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of, I'm trying to think what else. Again, I really like spending time outside. I wish I could do that more now.
Yeah. What do you think you'll remember most vividly from the past 2 years?
Probably. I think I've kind of like, not like established my relationships, but I've definitely gotten friends that like I feel a lot closer to now from the pandemic, and I hope we are still very close friends in the future, but. I'll probably remember like that, like just having late night Discord calls or like FaceTiming each other or whatnot.
Yeah.
And
do you think that came from like, did you start feeling that like early on when you started to play games with them, or was there, when did you sort of start to feel that those relationships were like becoming more established?
It, like, part of it is games, because we just, like, spent a lot of time playing games. But then the other part was, like, oh, them wanting to, like, meet up whenever we can, like, after things get, like, a little better. And, like I said, I low-key have a complex about people reaching out to me. They did that a lot, and I think it, like, it really did mean a lot to me. I've had a couple, like, times where I'm, like, really upset, and then, like, I know I can call them, and they're going to be there. So, like, I have called them, and that, like, made me feel a lot closer.
Mm. Yeah. How have you stayed in touch with loved ones?
So, I did live with my family. So, that was a very easy way to keep in touch, because we live together, so we just talk to each other. But I also use FaceTime and, like, Discord. I technically used WeChat, but not really. It was just kind of like, I'll check it a little more often now because that's where all my, like, family members use. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's going on half the time in those chats because they're, like, all in Chinese, and it takes too much brain energy to read them all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think what else. I think just, like, FaceTime, Discord, and then, like, the Zoom calls. But those were kind of early on. I think, like, after I graduated, I was like, I'm not using Zoom, because, yeah.
Yeah, and so, is your extended family in China, or?
So, like, they're in New York, mainly, okay. And then I do have more in China.
Okay.
But they still text in Chinese.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I guess, was your family trying to, like, stay in touch with your extended family, or were you all, once the pandemic hit, did you all sort of just, like, kind of hunker down and like, mostly, you know, sort of hang out with each other? Because, you know, there's this, mm-hmm. obviously, during the pandemic there, you know, it gets harder to travel, it gets everyone, like, the way that we communicate with each other has changed a lot. Do you mm-hmm. feel like your parents and you know, the rest of your family, did you all feel still like you had some inclination to stay in touch with those extended family members?
So this is another thing where it's like kind of didn't change that much during the pandemic for me, just because my, like, we're the only ones in North Carolina, and then, like, my mom's whole family's in New York, and then my dad's family's in China. So we kind of always have to keep in touch, like, digitally. We do sometimes, like, travel to New York, like, maybe once or twice, every 1 or 2 years. But we didn't. Oh, I guess we technically did, because in 2021, my mom's mom passed away. So we all went for the funeral, and that was, like, a very bizarre experience. Like, I mean, it wasn't bizarre per se, but, like, her whole side of the family is, like, very scared about COVID, and she's, like, the youngest, so they're all older than her, older adults who are more susceptible. Yeah. So that was, like, nice, but it was also very awkward because I knew they were, like, so uncomfortable with hanging out, but at the same time, like, they wanted to get all together for the funeral. And then in terms of, like, my dad's side of the family, we don't really see them that often, but I'm pretty sure he calls his sisters a lot. They're not really great at English, and I'm not very great at Cantonese, so I did call them, like, a couple times, but not more than I normally do.
Yeah. When your grandmother died, do you feel like the like, being in the midst of the pandemic, did that affect the way that your family grieved in any way?
I think it... It's kind of weird, because I feel like at that point, we were starting to get vaccines and stuff. So it was, like, it felt a little safer to, like, do it in the way they had imagined. But I think if COVID wasn't quite a thing, we would have tried to, like, stay together longer and, like, you know, just be there for each other physically more. I just think that just didn't happen because we're like, let's get in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk some about how your mental and emotional health have been affected by the pandemic? And, you know, I know we've touched on it a little bit in regards to how, you know, the your interpersonal relationships and how that's played mm-hmm. into it, but are there any other ways?
I feel like I gotta think a little bit on this. I definitely feel give me 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm gonna read my notes.
Of course, yeah. You can you can pull up your notes whenever you want to. Feel free. Don't feel awkward about it.
I wrote some stuff about my physical health, but oh yeah, low-key, it kind of like killed my self-esteem, but I feel like there was a kind of combination of factors of like not being around people to feel validated and like loved and whatnot, and that also with me having trouble getting a job, not having internship experience on me, again, probably would have happened without the pandemic, I don't know. I did feel like kind of glad though that I already was trying to do stuff without worrying too much about like the future. Just because like in high school I did theater. My parents didn't like that because they were like, you already play violin, why do you do theater? But I was like, this is fun for me. And then like I was like, oh, I can like add a political science major now that I have all this time in the summer doing nothing. It's kind of a mix. Like, it lowered my self-esteem a lot, but I also like felt really happy I was doing stuff that like I was thinking about before, but then like always felt like there was not enough time or like not enough like mental energy to do it.
Yeah. Can you talk about that more, about the things that you feel like you got to try out because yeah. of the pandemic?
So yeah, my second major, that was fun. And then I think also like again the HIIT class and just like I got back into doing tennis, which I hadn't played since high school. I started playing again like in 2020, and I was like, yeah, this was really fun. I'm really glad I got to revisit this. I'm trying to think what else. I like I said, I journal, but I usually just write like journal entries because I'm like not like lazy, but I'm just trying to do like something every day. So sometimes you just like don't have that much time, you just write something down really fast. But yeah, I made some like actual spreads and that was really fun. So they're like nice to look at now.
Great.
Yeah.
If you have any of those that you want to share and include in your pitch, you should share them with us because I don't know, it might be personal, but yeah, along with the interviews, we can always include pictures or anything like that. Yeah, so that
I'd be more than happy to send some.
Might be cool. Do you feel like your motivation to do these things like the HIIT classes or the like adding on the major?
Mm-hmm.
Was it easy to like to get that motivation, or like do you feel like you were motivated to do these kinds of things like as soon as you like entered into quarantine? Mm-hmm. You know, or was there a time when that motivation wasn't coming as easily?
I think for the second major it was pretty easy for me to decide because I didn't have any summer plans, and so nothing got canceled, but and also it was like something I was entertaining like beforehand, like maybe like a summer or two before 2020, but then I was like, oh, it's just like so much work, like adding all these classes, and then like I don't know if I can handle it or whatnot. But I will say for like some other stuff like the journaling and like playing tennis, that was definitely me getting kind of bored staying at home, that's fine, that's a perfectly fine motivation. It's just it wasn't like I was super driven to get in shape or anything.
Yeah. How do you feel how do you think living in Chapel Hill affected your experience of the pandemic?
Oh yeah, so I think this is interesting because like I'm both a resident of Chapel Hill, but that at the time I was also a student. So the minor thing that impacted that, like, yeah, it was that I had to go get tested every week because they were tracking the COVID cases for students. But because I still live in Chapel Hill, even though I didn't live near the campus, I like started to go to campus. And I remember I was just so frustrated about this because it was like, on one hand, like I did not go out. So I like this is like forcing me to go somewhere with a lot of people who like too, I felt like were really risky because like I was hearing about all these frat parties people were still having in like 2020 to 20, well, maybe not. Okay, I like can't really remember. But I think yeah, the 2020 to 2021 school year, like I remember the fall, like there were so many issues with like frats having parties and whatnot. And I just like I was like, I do not want to be close to them, and like it's like just very frustrating. Like so that's the thing. I was yeah, again, I feel like people are being like very selfish and like not considerate. And like it's definitely different from people who have to go or like go out and do stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of those students did not have to go out and do anything. Yeah, but that being said, I also know there were like a lot of mental health concerns at UNC, like with students feeling isolated, and especially like people who are freshmen who like didn't really have their high school experiences, and then now they feel like they didn't have their freshman year experiences. Like, I understand that. I wouldn't personally want to be responsible for someone else getting COVID. So, yeah, that was like, I feel like that did impact like my perspective on the pandemic.
Yeah.
Like just having to deal with that.
Absolutely. How do you think that the pandemic affected your relationship to your faith or spirituality?
Okay, I think this is kind of NA for me. I don't really practice anything.
Okay.
So that's totally nothing fine. Changed. Yeah.
Cool. Has your feeling about risk changed at all over the course of the pandemic?
Yeah. So I did not, yeah, I didn't go out at all in the beginning. And like, I was like, oh my God, we have to like wipe. We not only did we order our groceries, we wiped down all the groceries. You're like one person like has the gloves and holds all the like dirty, like all the grocery bags and like, the person with the dirty hands can't touch the stuff that the clean, so we had to like rewipe everything. We don't do that anymore. I don't really know how much that helped, but like, I mean, whatever makes you feel better, that's fine. But try and think what else. Like I said, like my job, like my Wake County lifted the mask mandate. But that being said, I still like don't feel comfortable going every single place without it, but there's some stuff that's like, okay, if you go to a restaurant, like you're already, it doesn't really help anyone to keep the mask on. Like, I'll still do it if I go to the bathroom or something, but like, if you're at your table, you're already, you're spending most of your time there without your mask to eat. So it's kind of like just trying to limit going out, but like, if you're already there, yeah. Maybe someone else has different thoughts on this, but I'm trying to think what other situations changed. Yeah, like hanging out with people, I was supposed to hang out with someone next week or something, and then they got COVID, and they were like, I think I'm good now, and I said, I don't think you're good yet. I mean, I just got it, but it's not like me I'm worried about. It's kind of like anyone else, but that's like also weird because like I know people who are recovering or something, they're like already hanging out with other people. It's like, does that change anything? Like, if I mean, like, yeah, I kind of limit them going out, but are they going to hang out with someone else instead of me or something? Yeah, and so it's, like, really frustrating, but, like, I feel like there are, like, a lot of situations where I'm, like, I have to kind of just analyze, like, what's the best thing I can do, even though it's, like, this pandemic is really a group effort. But at the same time, it's, like, it's kind of, like, telling people to recycle. Like, I feel like it's, like, this situation where it's, like, like, oh, it's like the plastic straws, but it's not the plastic straws. It's like the whole, like, there's so many other things going on that's causing the environment to die or like people to get COVID.
Yeah.
Or the COVID to mutate, whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Is there anything that you wish you had done differently earlier in the pandemic?
I don't think earlier, no. I think we definitely, like, was on the side of erring on over caution. Mm-hmm. Currently, yeah, I'm a little frustrated I got COVID, like, because I think that was definitely, like, a bad decision on my end. But, yeah, again, I don't really know what to. Because I'm also scared of, like, feeling like I should be overcautious because I don't know. I feel like it's like this transitional period is like really hard for me because I'm like, I don't know whether we're actually ready to transition because it's like you have all these, like you have like your job, your counties, like CDC and like everyone just wanting to be done. Mm-hmm. But then like, I feel like I keep seeing a lot of articles about people who feel left behind because like if you're if you can't get the vaccine, mm-hmm. but then I'm like, okay, but I don't like at what point can we kind mm-hmm. of move? I don't really mind wearing a mask or anything. I just don't really know how much it, like, in the scheme of things.
Yeah.
That being said, if I'm like going to see someone who's immunocompromised, I'll definitely like take precautions like the 2 weeks before or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would want to see them anyway because like I don't want to give anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about apart from COVID and you know avoiding exposure to COVID,
mm-hmm.
If you were talking to yourself like from earlier in the pandemic, is there anything like you know sort of setting aside you know like levels of caution and things like that, just in terms of like how you live your life or anything like that? Is there anything that you wish you could say?
Not like. I would low-key kind of tell myself to take a little bit of risk, like at least going out. Like I'd say I went outside a lot. That's kind of more like in my screen porch or something. But like I feel like I could have taken a walk or something. Like I feel like being cooped up so much is just not good, and it did make me feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I was very scared, and my parents were very scared, so we did not take walks. But yeah. I don't like regret it, but I do wish I like kind of snuck out or something.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you hope that future generations will remember about COVID?
That it got a lot worse because people were being a little selfish. But also like that things don't always pan out the way you think they will. Like I know people make a lot of plans, like stuff in advance or whatnot, and they're like, I'm going to do this when I graduate, and like you wait for a time you can do things. I feel like COVID is like a really prime example. You can't just like wait for everything. You kind of have to make sure you're enjoying what you're doing in the moment. But yeah, the selfish thing, like
mm-hmm.
we should take better care of each other and like be more understanding. And not just like if I get COVID right now, like, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to go into the office. Like that's, people most likely be like, yeah, that's fine. But I wish we could like apply that. Like this was a perfect chance to apply that to all sicknesses and like, you know, mental health and having mental health days. And just, I don't really think every workplace has really applied this, but I do see that there are more like, corporate offices who are like keeping this in mind.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, like I was thinking about this on the way here. I feel like it's a little awkward saying that though, like having worked at the restaurant, because I feel like there's like a lot of talk about, oh, like you should do this for your employees and like make sure they can have the time off. But I'm like, there's also it's kind of awkward saying that because I feel like there's like a lot of jobs where you can't like work from home or something, where it's like it would be really hard for people to like ask for hours off, even for COVID. So I'm like, I kind of wish we also reexamined those industries and like had more, like maybe consider PTO, even if it's like a wage, like even if you're doing a wage, cause like, I feel like it's just healthier that way. And like people are happier, people stay there longer. So, I wish that's like both a generational, but also like a corporate issue.
Yeah. Yeah, is there anything else? I mean, I guess the things that you've said so far touch on this a little bit, but is there anything else that you hope that we keep from the pandemic?
I think, like, not having to always be in touch with other people, like, just making sure you have time for yourself. Even though I didn't love it, like, I think it's a good skill to have to be able to like repair that I didn't really think of or think of developing. Because I think, like, when growing up, it's like, what's most important is, like, how you interact with other people, because your teachers don't want you to, like, fight with other students or whatever. And they don't want you to be lonely, which is a very valid concern. But yeah. You could be, like, alone without being lonely.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Well, I've got one more question here, but I also want to – I know you've got some notes, so I want to make sure that if there's anything else that you want to talk about, anything that I didn't ask you that you wish I had, I want to let you bring those up as well.
Oh.
I'll let you do that, and then I'll ask the last question. Okay. Yeah.
Got a speed read real fast.
Yeah. No worries. You can take your time.
It's okay. I said most of it.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. So something I, like, kind of wrote for myself was I did wish that COVID could have been a catalyst for change. And it really felt like that because it had, like, the whole BLM movement and then, like, Asian Greek life. Well, I'm in a sorority, too. So me being frustrated with frats, like, it felt, like, awkward. But we had our whole, like, kind of quote-unquote Me Too movement as well, and, like, that had actual change. Like, we actually developed some policies to help people report people who are in Greek life or, like, people who are going to Greek parties so that we can actually, like, address it. And that was kind of, like, an additional measure to telling people to go to, like, Title IX. But, like, I really want to encourage people to go Title IX, but, like, they're not the best and they don't always support the victims or, like, listen to them. So anyways, so I, like, really felt like, oh, we're doing all these, like, great things and, like, these are going to change, like, stay. But then I feel like as soon as people felt comfortable going back, everyone's, like, really, like, wanted to pull back to normal. But I'm like, no, we could, like, use this to push forward into something new and something else. So that was, like, a little unfortunate.
Yeah.
And then I used to also be, like, very big on physical touch. Like, I need to, like, it's like, obviously I'll respect people's boundaries, but, like, it did make me a little sad if someone's like, oh, I'm not into, like, hugs or I'm not into handshakes or whatever. I'm like, okay, like, I know you don't feel bad about me personally, but I can't help but feel that you feel bad about me personally. So I'm really glad. Actually, that is a positive change from the pandemic. Like, I definitely, like, am more comfortable and, like, more secure in myself without this, like, physical reassurance. And then just one more time, I, like, recognize, like, a lot of my experience with COVID was, like, not really, honestly, like, it didn't really negatively impact my life that badly. And that, like, it's because I come, like, from a household with income, like, a stable income. And then, like, I also, like, am healthy enough to survive COVID twice, which is good. Oh, and, like, thankfully, I did not spread it to anyone. And, like, I'm pretty sure I didn't. No one came to me afterward. if I did, I feel really bad. But yeah, I really, like part of me is like, I wish I could have done more. Like, I felt really jealous of people who are, like, going to study abroad still, like, in this past year or so. And, like, I know, like, it's like, oh, because they went to Korea and quarantined for 2 weeks. I'm like, man, I wish I could have done that. But, like, given the information I knew when I was at the opportunity to do that, I was like, no, like, it's fine for me to miss out on these experiences because, like, I don't want to be someone who, like, makes someone die from COVID or, like, have a, like, a lifelong condition from COVID. But it does, like, kind of suck. I like, wish I could have done all these things, but it's okay that I couldn't.
What was it like to, because the UNC just, so I guess you went to UNC.
Yeah, I did.
And you're still living in Chapel Hill. And UNC just had their graduation this past couple of weeks. What was it like to be in Chapel Hill and to see all this happening when, obviously, as a 2021 graduate, you probably didn't get too much of that?
We didn't get to do any of the traditions. I wasn't really looking forward to any of them except for maybe the like bell tower one where you write your name on the brick. I honestly liked my commencement more because it was like less people, so we weren't that close to each other. And it was also rainy that day, or it didn't rain yet, but it was cloudy. And I feel like graduation's always really hot. So I'm like glad I still got to go to that. But I did want to do my like department graduation, but I think it was just over Zoom this like when I did it. And I wish it wasn't, because I remember going to someone else's and they had food. And I was like kind of looking forward to that. And then I'm trying to think what else they did. I wish I could have had more family come. I did have some family come. They were very scared too, but they still came. Mm-hmm. But I am grateful for what I did have.
Yeah.
Because it's still like more than, yeah.
Great. So are there any like books or movies or television or anything like that, you know, entertainment that sort of sticks out to you as especially important to you from the last 2 years? Since the pandemic
began. I kind of just watch cartoons. I don't think they've changed that much. I'm trying to think if I watch anything major.
Like, is there going to be anything that, you know, like, you think 30 years from now you're going to look at and think, like, oh, that is something that I was I was looking at during COVID?
I actually watched Avatar The Last Airbender for my first time during COVID. People, like, really made fun of me because it was my first time watching it. But I think that was just nice. Like, just being able to watch through, like, whole shows. Mm-hmm. Was really nice because it was like, oh, I always I watched like all of Phineas and Ferb. I watched like this is more recent. I watched Owl House on like Disney Plus, and like, yeah, I think Mulan also came out, but like I did not like that movie. I remember it as like the bad movie that came out during COVID. I can't think of any, but
great,
yeah.
Well, that's all I've got. Thank you so much for doing this. Any final words? Anything else?
Thank you for having me.
All right, I'm gonna stop.